Global governments throw in more stimulus to combat the economic fallout of coronavirus. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. From China to Australia and Singapore to Peru, billions of dollars more have been pledged to help workers isolated during the COVID-19 pandemic. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has the details.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says it's time for companies to get back to work, so the government will adjust support policies to ensure small and medium-sized companies survive the economic fallout of COVID-19. Meanwhile, down under, Australia is offering federal relief worth $80 billion. It includes a JobKeeper subsidy to help companies retain 6 million jobs. In Singapore, the central bank aggressively eased monetary policy as it braces for deflation. And from Asia to South America, Peru announced stimulus worth 12% of the country's economic output. The $26 billion package, focused on the crucial mining and tourism sectors, is set to roll out in 6 phases. I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
Well, fresh stimulus measures are doing little to soothe stock markets. Tokyo's TOPIX index closed down 1.6%, while Shanghai and Hong Kong shares were off 1%. In Europe, stocks have turned red after starting the session on a positive note. The pan-European Stock 600 index is down now 0.4%. Airline shares are also under pressure after EasyJet grounded its fleet and Airbus paused a majority of its Spanish production. Oil prices are tumbling again as investors worry about a drop-off in demand as consumers remain on lockdown around the world. Brent crude is down about 8.5%, while U.S. crude is off 5% to $20.45 a barrel. India this morning said it has no plans to extend a 21-day coronavirus lockdown, which has left many of its 1.3 billion citizens without wages or easy access to food. The country's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, apologized for the lockdown, but said he was left with no other option.
First of all, let me seek forgiveness from all countrymen. Especially when I look at my poor brothers and sisters, I definitely feel they must be thinking, what kind of prime minister is this who has placed us in this difficulty? Possibly many would be angry at me for being locked in their homes. I understand your troubles, but there was no other way to wage a war against coronavirus.
India isn't alone in its challenge of stopping the spread of COVID-19 while also making sure citizens have access to basic necessities. More lockdowns across the African continent go into effect today, but already countries like Zambia are faced with doctor and medical supply shortages. Global poverty charity Oxfam is calling for more action from governments to alleviate stresses on developing nations. Anna Marriott, health policy advisor at Oxfam, explains why.
In those poor countries, already, every day, over 4,000 people are dying of tuberculosis. In Africa alone, 27 million people are living with HIV. Yemen is already dealing with a massive cholera crisis. And we do not know yet what the impact is going to be of this virus on those people already suffering these diseases. What we do know is that the health systems in those countries are already unable to cope, and now they're going to be stretched further beyond their capacity in response to this virus.
We've already seen trillions of dollars around the world in aid packages from global central banks and governments. Scientists are rushing to find treatments for COVID-19 or a preventative vaccine. Are those efforts not enough?
We're calling today for an immediate doubling of health spending in poor countries so that they can respond to this crisis and full funding of the $2 billion humanitarian response that's been called for by the UN. We need to see immediate debt relief for countries. We know that 46 of the poorest countries are currently spending more servicing their debt than they are on their public healthcare systems. And in Africa alone, a debt moratorium would free up around $44 billion right now to help finance their public health crisis.
Anna Marriott, health policy advisor at Oxfam. Thank you.
Thank you.
Parking isn't a top concern for many of us these days, but for healthcare workers, a parking spot has become a luxury that's harder and harder to find. Enter Just Park, a global app that's giving parking spots away for free to healthcare workers around the world. Founder Anthony Eskenazi told me how it works.
In normal times, Just Park is a website and app that helps drivers find the most convenient and affordable parking space close to where they're going. We do that by allowing homeowners to rent out their empty driveways, commercial buildings, hotels, churches, schools, to list their empty spaces for rent and connect them with drivers. So it's a little bit of extra income for all of those property owners as well. And with very few people needing a parking space because they're not leaving their houses, a lot of these empty parking spaces are remaining empty. And we realized that a lot of these spaces are going to be around hospitals. And so what we've done is we've gone out to all of our existing space owners and said, please, can you offer your parking spaces for free to NHS workers at this time?
And people are pretty happy to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had 1,300 people who live near hospitals offer their parking spaces. Over 500 NHS workers have already used at least one of these spaces.
So why is parking even a problem right now? Is it just a lack of parking at the hospitals? Is it people who normally wouldn't be driving to work that's causing more pressure?
I'd say it's a mixture. You've got more and more staff on call at the same time. You've got patients staying for a long period of time. But also public transport has come to a grinding halt. And so people who would normally take the train or bus are now driving to work.
And this is something you're not just doing in London, but in places all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the US, in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and beyond.
Doing what you can, one parking spot at a time. Anthony Eskenazi, founder and CEO of Just Park. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Your daily dose of good news there. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.